Who are we, House of Judah? Please repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Somebody say one with Christ. Doesn't it feel good to be one with Christ, y'all? Just whenever you feel like you're out there by yourself and you're having this moment where you just really don't know exactly what you do, what to do, and we have this moment of awareness that comes to us, and then we can remember, I'm one with Christ. Touch your heart like this. I'm one with Christ. I'm one with Christ. And there's no greater joy than remembering that whenever it comes to us. And our scripture is coming from Romans 12, 2, if you like to turn there, take a note of it. Romans 12, 2, continuing with the series, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Somebody say perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. For John 17, 14 through 16 is our focus scripture as well. John 17, 14 through 16 says, Jesus in his prayer for us, I have given them your word, and the world hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Somebody just say that as a point of reference. Where we going from day to day, and it's kind of looking a little bizarre to us. We are not, nor was the world, repeat after me, we are not of the world, nor was Jesus of this world. We like our Father. So continuing with the series of balancing engagement with detachment, aloof, of awareness, aloof, and afar. Today, in our AAA experience, we're going to talk about say less. Look at somebody and say, say less. Say less. And say less is a slang for, I understand it. I get it. Essentially, it's a way to say that we've gotten the point, we get the gist, we have an understanding of what is being said. So, because we say, say less, that person that's speaking also understands they don't have to elaborate. You don't have to say another word. And it can also be used to confirm that we're willing to help. I need kids. I need some help with it. Say less. You know, we're looking for volunteers. Say less. I'm in as it is. And sometimes it's also a way to express agreement. So basically, again, there's no need for whoever's talking to continue because your response to their diatribe, if it may be that, is say less. So today I want to ask you, what are some slangs that you have grown up saying? For example, one of the new ones is not like old or whatever, but you just can't say, tell some people I'm sorry. But what do you say instead? My bad. My bad. Mama used to say my bag. Mother, it's not a bag, it's a bag. Well, it's still a bag and it's mine. So my bad. All right, what is another one? It is what it is, till it ain't what it ain't. What's up, Brandon? My bad again. That's true. What was the other one that popped in my head and it just kind of ran off? What's up, Miss Martha? What's up? Yeah, what's up or sup? So we have different slangs. Hey. Instead of saying hello, how you doing? So we have different slangs of how we say, you know, that's bad. That means that's good. And what is it? Oh, yeah, I remember one time. I think I was getting dressed and, you know, I was asking my brother and my nephew, you know, what does this, you know, does this look all right? You know, how do I look? And they say, gorgeous. You know how to respond. But that ain't what my brother said. They said, you straight. You all right. So we live in a society where say less shows up in many different ways. And so this morning, I want to talk a little bit about say less and how you can say less for Jesus. Somebody say less for Jesus. What does it look like in Scripture? Proverbs 17:27 says, the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered. I like 28. Proverbs 17:28 says, even fools are thought to be wise if they keep silent. And discerning if they hold their tongues. Somebody say, hold your tongue. Yeah, they say, hold your mule, too. Remember when Shirley Caesar said that? Hold my mule, hold your tongue. Another one, Ecclesiastes 3:7. It's a time to be silent, and it's a time to speak. James 1:19 says, my brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Oh, here's another colloquialism that can go with James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to speak and slow to become angry. That's why we say low and slow. When you low and slow, you don't have to rush in. Another way is be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes you don't have to say a word or do anything. You just have to catch yourself, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. And awareness is key. And when we are aware of our thoughts, it cultivates a godly mindset. Somebody say, please cultivate a godly mindset. That's right. And so we say less for the kingdom. We literally say less for Jesus in how we speak. But when we say less for the kingdom, it looks like this, says 1 Peter 3:15 and 16. In your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you the reason for the hope that you have, but with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience. Ask, just say it back to me. Do you have a clear conscience? With a clear conscience so that you can speak. So that when someone speaks maliciously against your good behavior in Christ, they may be ashamed of their slander. So when we say less, God moves on our behalf. And whoever is saying more against us, they become ashamed of what they have said about us. Somebody say, say less. And here is 2 Timothy 3:16, and it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So when we say less for the kingdom, we are learning the different ways that we can be present for God. And sometimes we can say more, sometimes we can say less. It depends. Actually, it depends on the situation. Somebody says it depends on the situation. And depending on the situation depends on when and how we work in divine stealth mode. Somebody say divine stealth mode. Repeat after me. Everything isn't everyone's business. That's truly saying less. Because some people just don't need to know what we're ready to do, what we're thinking about doing, and what we're planning on doing in the right situation. Somebody say it's got to be the right situation. So Jesus said, be in stealth mode. He said, don't tell anyone. But the more he told them, the more they told everybody. That's whenever Jesus was telling people, don't tell anybody that I'm the Messiah. Don't tell who I am. The more he said it, the more they just went and said, well, I'm going to say anyway. They just forgot about say less for Jesus. They just couldn't. They had to say more. Then next, after confirming to his, even told the disciples, say less. Don't tell anybody. We can find those situations in Matthew 16:23, Mark 8:29, and Luke 9:21. I'll say those scriptures again. Don't tell anybody. But everybody told it. That's Luke 7:35. After telling the disciples that he was the Messiah, he says, don't tell anyone. And that account is in Matthew 16:20, Mark 8:29, and Luke 9:20. When Jesus healed the leper, he told the leper, don't tell anyone. However, again, the leper just couldn't keep it to himself. Y'all know that song, couldn't keep it to myself, what the Lord has done for me. You know, sometimes you can't keep it to yourself. That's when you're acting like the people in Mark 1:40, Matthew 8:1-4, and Luke 5:12-15. Mark 1:40. Matthew 8:1-4, and Luke 12-15. And then, well, in this situation, the beings had no choice but to obey. So when the demons saw Jesus and they started screaming, da, 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 Jesus told the demons, do not speak about him and do not tell anybody who I am. Somebody say, sometimes you just have to be quiet. That story about the demons saying who he was before they got cast out was in Mark 1:34, 3:11-12. And this is what we may call a word I used earlier this month. Our Christocentric response. A Christocentric response is, how did Jesus respond to the situation? So when we endeavor to respond as Christ responded, it's called the Christocentric response. And this is what Jesus says about how we are supposed to move in divine stealth mode. And when you do a charitable deed, in Matthew 6, 3 and 4, when you do a charitable deed, do not let your right hand know what the left hand is doing. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Somebody says divine stealth mode. We don't have to tell everybody what we're doing. And in our relationships with one another, says Philippians 2:5, we have to have the same mindset of Christ. In other words, why are we doing what we're doing? Are we really doing the things that we do from a place of love, from a place of relationship with God? Are we doing it because it's all about Jesus? It's an act of worship as well as an act of kindness. And so whenever we go through different situations, a new word that we've come up with that was given to us is awarement. Somebody say awarement. Awarement is what we have according to John 17, 14 through 16. And this is where Jesus is praying. We can remember, I have given them your word, and the world hated them. We are understanding why that world hates us. Because we have the word of God, and we're trying to live it, eat it, be it, exemplify it. And the world has hated us for it. Why? We're not of the world any more than Jesus is of the world. And my prayer, says Jesus, is don't take them out, but protect them from the evil one. The evil one has a dual meaning, meaning the evil one who is doing evil against us, seen and unseen, but it's also the evil one in that situation. Like, we're in this world, we're not of the world. Let me ask you this. Y'all got what I'm saying on the two sides, yes or no? Because if you have it, I won't go into detail about it. So if you got what I'm saying, say less. I'm in with you. We are not of the world any more than Jesus was. And that is awarement for us. When things start acting strange, people, places, things, any noun, that's a moment of awareness. When the Holy Spirit say, and we like, ah, it's awarement. And divine awareness in action is what awarement is. It's that aha moment. Somebody say, aha. Aha moment is an absolute holy awareness moment. When the Holy Spirit tells you, you feel funny already, but the Holy Spirit tells you exactly what's happening. They are doing this because. You know, when this happened, you see it now, don't you? That's awarement, a moment of awareness that the Holy Spirit is giving to you. Awarement. Somebody say awarement. It's the moment when we become aware of what the Spirit reveals. And we also have to remember what we are given. When we remember what we are given, it's not a whole lot you have to say. Because Jesus said, I have given them your word. And we're given the knowledge and the understanding that that's why we're hated. Sometimes you can't figure out why people do what they do when they do what they do. Because they hate us because they already know we're not like them. We don't belong any more than Jesus belongs. Say it with me. We don't belong any more than Jesus belonged. And guess what that means, y'all? Repeat after me. We're in good company. We're in good company when we realize who we run with, who we're hanging with. And the reason we say less, why do we say less? Y'all know I love the Message translation, so I'm going to give you the Message translation of Romans 12:2. We're in it, not of it. Do not. We say less because we are aware that we are not so adjusted to our culture that we fit into it without even thinking. Instead, we fix our attention on God. We will be changed from the inside out when we readily recognize what God wants from us, and we quickly respond to it. Unlike the world around us, the culture around us, y'all listen to this, I love it. Always dragging you down to its own level of immaturity. God brings out the best of us, developing well-formed maturity in us. Right there, that's why we say less. Because we are becoming who Christ says that we are. Do y'all agree with that? Somebody say, sometimes you just got to say less. And if you agree with this, stand with me. And I can be about saying less. It is so good. Commission says a song. Has a song, it's so good to know the Savior. And he's walking hand in hand with me. When we remember who's walking with us, we can say less. In those moments when we want to just give them downtown, down river, and all kind of other down, that's when we can hear the Holy Spirit say less. Say less can also mean be still and know that I am God. So as we come to this place where we are being reminded and invited to say less, I'm going to pray the prayer that our elder brother taught his disciples to pray. And in that prayer, we are saying more and we are saying less. But not only that, we are promised that our Father knows what we have need of before we even ask. And so we pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever, with ease, under grace, in perfect ways. For your name's sake and for your glory, amen.